Washington. This is VOA News. Israel moves reinforcements to Gaza border. Ukraine president offers another ceasefire plan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The Israeli army is moving troop reinforcements toward the border with Gaza after an increase in rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. Israeli jets struck targets in Gaza Thursday while militants continued sending rockets into southern Israel. The Israeli military says its jets targeted 15 Hamas terror sites in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian officials say 10 civilians were wounded. The violence comes amid mounting tension over the killing of an Arab teenager in East Jerusalem in a suspected revenge killing after three Israeli teenagers were murdered. Delegates from Iran and six world powers are holding a final round of talks as a deadline approaches for a final agreement on Tehran's nuclear program. Negotiators from Iran, the United States, Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia began their sixth round of nuclear talks in Vienna Thursday. They face a July 30th deadline for final agreement or risk the possibility talks could be extended and get tougher. Last month's attempts at a deal aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting UN and Western sanctions ended in a stalemate. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda is warning of a possible terrorist attack on Entebbe International Airport, 40 kilometers south of the capital, Kampala. According to intelligence sources, the embassy says there was a specific threat that an unknown terrorist group would attack the airport sometime Thursday. It received information on the threat from the Uganda police force. The U.S. military acknowledges having an expanded presence in Somalia, helping African and Somali government forces battle Islamist insurgents. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command told VOA that a limited number of trainers and advisors and a small military coordination cell are in Somalia to support African Union peacekeepers and Somali security forces. The comments come one day after Reuters news agency, citing an Obama administration official, reported there are up to 120 U.S. military personnel on the ground across Somalia. Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko says he is ready to resume a ceasefire in his military campaign against pro-Russian separatists if certain conditions are met. President Poroshenko discussed the situation in eastern Ukraine in a phone call with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Poroshenko told Mr. Biden he's ready to return to a ceasefire as soon as it can be confirmed that both sides are observing it, and also on condition that all hostages are released, and control over the Ukrainian-Russian border established with monitoring by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. A scandal surrounding France's former leader is turning sharply partisan, with ex-President Nicolas Sarkozy describing corruption and influence peddling allegations as politically motivated. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has counterattacked just hours after a formal investigation was launched against him. On primetime television Wednesday, he reaffirmed his innocence and denounced as grotesque claims he had engaged in unlawful behavior.
Il est normal que je sois placé en garde à vue pendant 15 heures.
Describing the 15 hours he spent this week in police detention, Mr. Sarkozy implied a campaign was underway to humiliate him. He questioned why magistrates investigating the case could not have simply summoned him to answer their questions. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
China and South Korea have agreed to expand economic ties and reaffirm their commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula as Chinese President Xi Jinping began a state visit Thursday to Seoul. At a joint news briefing with Mr. Xi, South Korea's President Park Geun-hye said Seoul and Beijing will work to complete a long-negotiated free trade agreement by the end of the year. The season's first major Atlantic storm, Hurricane Arthur, has formed off the eastern seaboard of the United States and could hit beachfront communities in a couple of hours. National weather forecasters issued a hurricane warning for the mid-Atlantic state of North Carolina, where coastal towns on fragile barrier islands could be in the northerly path of the storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 150 kilometers an hour, making it a minimal Category 1 hurricane. But forecasters expect Arthur to become a Category 2 as it approaches the coastline and packs winds of 154 kilometers an hour or more. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.